This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An investigation is underway after Littleton police officers shot and killed a man during a pursuit early this morning. The department says the man was on a motorcycle and ignored police orders to pull over. He then crashed and ran away. Police say the suspect had a gun and officers shot at him. He died of his injuries at a hospital. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette says no two mass shootings are the same, but a common denominator in many of them is the use of high-capacity magazines. She's introduced a bill to ban the sale of magazines that hold more than 15 rounds.
They allow a gunman simply to kill more people in the shortest amount of time. And that's why experts around the country agree that banning the sale of high-capacity magazines would be one of the most effective things we could do to protect our communities.
Her proposal is part of a bill to ban the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons. While it passed the Democratic-run House last year, it is not expected to advance at the new Republican-controlled House. Colorado already bans magazines with more than 15 rounds. Commissioners in Montrose County recently gave $80,000 to an early childhood education center called the Maslow Academy. Commissioners say the funds are needed now due to expensive child care costs. The funds will go towards the creation of a new school and daycare for infants to preschoolers within the academy. Funding is being pulled from the county's social services fund. It's clear right now across Denver. It's going to remain clear overnight across the Front Range with lows in the 20s. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.